Universität Hamburg.
First of all, thank you very much for your presence and your time, your valuable time. Not everybody may know of Supermicro, so I'm just going to glance at a few slides. Because of customer preference, the last years we have grown at a 40% rate. We thank all of our end customers and partners to help us accomplish that. It has meant a very important growth in our campus in California, as well as in Asia and in Europe. We thank all of you for your support. If you go back to history at Supermicro in 93, we commenced by making a custom board of a high performance. And the end customer has been driving us to higher complexity of the solution, from a chassis, from a power supply, from an integrated solution that you can now get delivered from any of our facilities. Today we can deliver you our own rack, fully assembled systems at your delight. At this show, we presented a very advanced system with 8 nodes in a 3U, and this is what basically we're understanding of customers. And these kind of systems are the ones where are challenges, giving us a challenge to go through exascale and also the power consumption and the cooling of all of that. So I want to take you that all of our product line, yes, and let's concentrate in one point, which is how we should take direct considerations as we build systems that are pushing the limit of cooling power consumption and compute power. An example that I present today is if you take one of our racks, a 42U racks, and fully populate that with blades, you will end up with 120 processors, Intel processors. And you have a variance on these Intel processors, a key consideration to make in the selection of the processor. Either you take the 38-watt processor or you take the 95-watt processor, and that gives you a variance from 4,500 watts to 11 kilowatts only in processor in a rack configuration of this nature. As well, it happens on the memory modules. If you were to select a different memory module when you're running this for a benchmark or you're running this with live applications, you're going to be challenged between how many watts you're going to end up. And it's a dramatic ratio. And I'm going to show you a particular example how memory behaves in an application. Surely, if you were to use GPUs or MICs, multi-integrated cores, you would be challenged by having 120 units in such a configuration where the power consumption could reach between 220 to 250. And this is what we have certified thus far in this configuration. Surely, certain end customers will challenge for us to further take that 250 watts to possibly 320. In some of our other chassis, we're having end customers asking us and forcing us to dissipate up to 320 watts per GPU or MIC. So therefore, in a rack, you have these 60 blades, the infrastructure for the blade to support the memory and the processors. It's around 45 watts each. And we have all the necessary interfaces at QDR, InfiniBand QDR, and those take also electrical power. So based on our Blade Server series, we're challenging how we can just concentrate in GPUs and using a very efficient power supplies, integrated switches, and our GPU blade. We're trying to find and help our customers for power usage effectiveness. And yes, power usage effectiveness is a ratio between the total facility power and IT equipment. The end customer likes to use this point of reference, but also he's focused into the IT equipment power, and he wants to have maximum efficiency. Therefore, the considerations of what memory and how I drive the memory, what processor, should I select so I can get how many watts for how many teraflops or gigaflops in this case. We have particular examples with end customers where the PUE has been measured for the last 12 months at 107 by using very effective cooling ways. This example is being used with our 2U-Twin server. And for the last 12 months, there's proof that you can reach such efficiency with air cooling and very effective heat exchangers and very effective industrial, well-established cooling systems, for example, evaporation. But let's not forget, as I said, the actual consumption of the servers, where we can assess, in many cases, the kind of processor we should use for the gigaflops we're going to get. And I have a particular example here that's the actual testing from one of our end customers of an application. You see how the end customer running the same application with three memory configurations, he could have a difference up to 270 watts. Just by making a different selection on 16 DIMMs or 12 DIMMs of memory, he can have a dramatic delta of watts. And many times these are not scrutinized at the moment of installation. After we did some further tuning to the node, this ratio changed. And this is the kind of points we want to address as we build these configurations to get to the point of component selection makes a dramatic difference. So you can get the flops you want with the watts you want and the cost you want. PUE efficiency is essential to a quantum leap, but surely we have to be backed up by that, the power consumption of the components, as well as off-the-shelf components. This is so important to the end customer. This is what the clear message we get for the end customer, and we're working hard with all the products I just showed in the early slides. I think I have still a few minutes left, but I'm done with my presentation. So for the sake of the audience, we can commence questions if you like.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. First inquisitor is Frank Behren, please.
Yeah, question essentially in two parts. You mentioned that you achieved the PUE of 1.07 in a very defined environment. Is it correct to state that achieving good PUEs for such kind of a system absolutely requires a very close interaction between the rack maker or the rack configurator and the persons who are designing the room where the rack will end up in and the environment of the room? That's the first part of the question. Second part of the question, given the fact that we are talking a lot about energy efficiency, and especially in Germany and Europe, a move from fossil fuels more to renewable energies, did you consider to combine your systems with kind of container solutions supplying energy from renewable sources, may it be windmills, may it be PV system, and something like this, as an overall solution for a customer who is in absolute need for given situations of a very green, low PUE solution?
Thank you for the question. That is a great opportunity to further expand on the subject. So I'll address the first point. Surely any data center and any configuration of more than 800 servers requires a special environment, a special planning, and all this, the considerations. And surely making sense of where you get the source of energy is essential to our progress. So answering the first question, this is our end customer, University of Frankfurt, who has basically leveraged an industrial facility, and we have helped in a minor way by providing very efficient servers to the specially designed cooling system they have. So you have a cross intersection of University of Frankfurt making special developments in the cooling system and us making a small collaboration in adding to that point. And it was selected by University of Frankfurt, an industrial site, precisely to leverage electrical source or energy source. The site is where Bayer and many other industrial companies are present. Therefore, it is the most effective energy source there is. And this is where you have the convergence of multiple energy sources. They use all kinds of energies because they already have the challenge by producing paints, by producing chemicals, pharmaceuticals. So we're next in the middle, engraved into this environment, which is very efficient. So I hope that I have addressed both points.
Next, Dieter Kranzl-Müller.
Okay. So you were mentioning in your conclusions that choosing the right components is the key to energy savings and all that. I was wondering, that seems obvious, but I was wondering where is the biggest win? Where do you see the biggest win? That was not clear from your presentation.
Well, that's a good point, and thank you for allowing me to make it clear. Surely, when you're building these kind of configurations, you have the thousands of components. For example, in processors, we have 120 processors in this configuration. We have so many GPUs, also 120 GPUs. It depends how much watts you're putting in all points. Memory could be maybe the least changing factor, but then again, you don't want to use a memory that is going to take two times the power consumption, like we do in this case. You see, the memory can be from 8 to 15 watts, actually below 8 watts, and at the end, it's a savings of 10 kilowatts. And 10 kilowatts in 500 kilowatts could be a fifth of the change or less in within the server. So all components are really important. Yeah. Maybe the processor would be more important to find exactly the point of the processor, because then you can go 38 to 95 times 120. So that delta could be more significant.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Hermann.
Thank you.